It wasn't wealth or power that Minos sought from Athens, however. It was a tribute. 7 Athenian youths and 7 Athenian maidens, brought every year across the waves to Crete, to sate the appetite of the monstrosity that had threatened to shatter my family with shame, but instead had elevated us to the status of legends. The creature whose bellows would make the floors of our palace rumble and shake as the time grew near for his annual feeding, despite his burial far below the ground in the centre of a twilight labyrinth, so dizzying that no one who entered could ever find their way back to daylight again. A labyrinth to which only I held the key. A labyrinth which housed what was at once Minos's greatest humiliation and greatest asset. My brother, the Minotaur.